He's incredible!
It's not a cartoon! It's anime!
Yes! Welcome to another episode of Animation. I'm happy, man. The whole squad is here.
Yeah.
Whole squad in full
That's how you know
effect.
My energy is that high. That means the whole squad is in full effect.
Everybody.
That
everybody
intro, that intro wanted me to leave.
Why?
Oh, come on.
I hit the exact note, didn't I?
Yeah. You're
so the greatest fucking anime podcast in the entire world.
What's interesting is just like anybody listening to this is like not going to hear my voice now because they turned the volume down so low.
No, I didn't adjust mine at all.
It's going to be just like that shell shock.
It's
like,
because you guys have it turned up. That's why.
Yeah.
There's a limiter. He's not that loud.
Brennan is so bougie, dog.
Brennan is a bougie bitch.
He's really on the podcast and he's bougie. He's like, I don't like the way he said that.
Somebody said special guest Sir Spectacular says special guest Brennan.
Oh, special guest Brennan. Oh man.
Happy to have you, Brennan.
I feel pretty special.
You get an extra name card and more money usually.
Yeah.
Usually.
So you know what it is, guys. You know, we're doing here one offs, talk our shit, debates. Follow that Patreon, man, patreon.com/animation, SHUN. Oh, we are going to be at the Anime Expo, y'all. That is July 1st through the 4th. You will see us there all together in unison Saturday. Wristbands are coming in. I already ordered them, so they'll be coming in the mail soon. And we'll be there as a squad, y'all, man.
Yes,
so hope
sir.
To see, and hopefully some of you guys are there. That's our fans, man. Hopefully some of you guys pop up, say what up to us, you know what I'm saying? We're going to probably try to get some shirts made or something like that.
That'd be cool.
So we can stand out so you know it's us. I'm thinking the greatest anime fucking podcast in the world shirts, but that's so
or
fucking...
Or just like Shun Gang, yeah. I don't know. Like
Shun Gang maybe, Shun but Gang, it's so long.
I mean, I think just the logo, the picture of us four,
just do
I
anime,
think that'd be
yeah,
cool.
Animation on the
it
text
can be different variations.
Yeah.
I think if you did like a distressed version of just our actual logo of like what the...
Yeah, exactly.
If you did a distressed shirt, which is that on it.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah,
okay. I got some ideas.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple for this, but if we wanted to do more later on, then you can.
Yeah, so we'll be out there, man. Make sure you're... Please support... Please, please, please tune in. Please, please, please start spreading the word. I'm just trying to...
You're just stalling.
I'm just stalling like a motherfucker.
You're stalling so hard. I lost the tab. Shit.
I can just say, you know, definitely join the Patreon where, you know, we're doing stuff in there. We're trying to get up more stuff for you guys to interact with. We've been doing the anime versus every week. This week we switched it up so it wasn't like a fight. This time it was anime's biggest crybaby. And the winner...
I don't want to talk about it.
The winner was
like
Deku.
Why you don't want to talk about it?
Because
he's
like
a My
Deku.
Hero fan.
I'm a huge My Hero fan.
But he's still a crybaby, though.
You don't like My Hero?
I mean, I don't.
He's not a bigger crybaby than Shinji.
I don't stand on it like you stand on.
Let's
it.
Let's just put it on My Hero.
That's okay, like ahead, second
ahead,
behind.
Let's just put
Demon
it in
Slayer.
Context
okay,
that the choices were Deku from My Hero.
Yep.
We had Zenitsu from Demon Slayer.
Yep.
Shinji from Neon Genesis Evangelion, and then Young Gohan from Dragon Ball Z. And I mean, it was pretty much a runaway victory for Deku. Deku took it pretty handedly.
I think Shinji was second. All I'll say is this. That just tells me that a lot of the people haven't seen Neon Genesis. That's what I would say, is that more people have seen My Hero Academia, because like if you've seen it, you're like, oh, he's a crybaby. And I agree with it. I'm not going to argue with that, especially if you watch the first season.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm like...
Have you seen Tokyo Revengers?
No.
It doesn't make any sense why Deku got 48% and then Shinji got 26%.
That's what I'm saying.
It was a runaway victory.
Anybody was watching... Like if you watch that show, Evangelion, like he literally cries from the beginning of the show, all the way through.
Everybody else, you do see like a progression. They kind of like toughen up.
Yeah, Deku doesn't cry anymore.
But I think that those first two seasons are embedded in people's brain of My Hero.
Because he cried bad.
And then I think it is because amongst other people who were just fine. Everybody around him was fine.
I'm really
nobody else around
put,
Dooku,
I'm surprised you
Deku
didn't put Tanjiro on there.
He doesn't cry.
He's not really a crybaby.
He don't really cry like
that. But it does feel like it's that thing where like you pee your pants in third grade and then you're piss pants for the rest of your fucking life. That's
Deku's situation. It's just etched in people's brains where it's like, man, those first two seasons was rough. And nobody else was crying.
Yeah, and I can see Gohan, because now that I think about it, Gohan at the beginning when he was like Kid Gohan, little Dragon Ball, he was crying a lot.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I mean, he was like a 3-year-old getting kidnapped by his dad's killer, but you know, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, people are just like, man, Shinji's gone through a lot. I'm like, all these characters go through a lot every single day of their lives.
I agree. I don't want to be the protagonist of an anime.
Has Shinji been?
Unless I'm One Punch Man.
Out of those four right there, maybe the person that's been through the least is Deku.
Zenitsu.
Really?
Yeah, Zenitsu's probably been through the least because
he didn't have his demons that are killing him is kind of rough.
That's pretty rough. But
that
I think,
poison that when he fought that spider dude,
that was fucked up. But I don't think he didn't wake up to his parents getting his mom and dad getting or his mom and brothers and sisters getting killed by a demon though. Just talking about like the shit that.
Yeah. No, I mean just out of those four characters.
Out of those four, I think he has it the least of.
Okay.
Shinji does.
Zenitsu.
Out of Deku, Gohan, and Shinji.
I don't know. Deku, I have it the least.
If we're talking about, those four.
I think Deku's probably had
the least trouble.
Because he just wanted to be something, but it wasn't like he had an actual issue.
Yeah, even Stain was just like, you're good with me, kid. Like the one person, I feel like the one time.
He almost died.
He's had two real tough matchups, and it was Muscular Man when he had to save that kid with the water powers, and then when he had to fight Overhaul. I feel like those are the two big tests that Deku's had. Those two big, like, oh shit moments.
Yeah. That's still my favorite moment with the Muscle Man.
That's great. Yo, bro. Yeah.
That's true. I haven't seen anything that beat that moment.
Die Jove.
I accidentally saw spoilers for My Hero Academia.
Quote unquote, accidentally saw spoilers.
How do you keep coming across? Like, this is over 4 years you've been coming across spoilers.
If you say any of them, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I'm not. Here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying
Would
is
you
that.
You really punch me in the face?
Why, let's see.
What I'm saying is that when I watch, since I've watched spoilers for My Hero previously,
they just
YouTube will literally put it in my algorithm. So I'm like, I'll be sitting there, I'll be scrolling, and let's say I scroll through like one or two, like scroll down like once or twice. All of a sudden, boom, it's right there. I'm like, dog, like
live by the sword,
well
die by the sword,
now.
Man.
You gotta clear your cookies out.
So I watched what happened when they animate this fight scene between these two characters, dog.
All right,
and because I said fuck it, I said let me read it in the manga. Then I saw the spoilers. I said let me go to the manga because it's literally like the last chapter is out right now, and I went to the last chapter when they fucking animate this shit.
I'm excited,
dog.
Man. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Is it in the next season?
I think how it's set up is it looks like it's seasons away. But My Hero, from what I heard, is going to end in the next few seasons, isn't it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know.
Yeah, if it's not, then they got time to do it. If not, they're going to have to cut a lot of shit out to get to these next two arcs, where they're supposed to be the next two important, like the biggest arcs probably in this show. Mm. And yeah, it's like, it's probably not
we
even
know both of those people right now, though?
Yes, and it's not even the main people.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, just shouting out our winner of the Biggest Crybaby Award, Deku, for My Hero Academia. Congratulations.
Congratulations
on the win. The fans have spoken. The Patreon has spoken.
They're ugly.
I mean, I don't really fuck with Deku like that, so I don't care.
I called him ugly.
Talking about our
people, Keenan,
man.
What are we here to do today?
As a guest star, I can say that.
As a guest star, You can say whatever you want as a guest. So this week, you know, we're continuing Ranking of the Kings. Ranking of Kings, episodes 9 through 12. Our boy Boji, man.
Boji.
What you got for us in this recap, Rob?
Yeah, so we got a lot going on in these four episodes. We start with King Bose telling Queen Hyling his true identity and proving it by crushing his wooden club down into a diamond.
Oh, can I say this real quick?
Go for it.
So I think it's King Boss.
King Boss, okay.
Because I watched the dub version.
Okay.
And they actually kept Boji's voice the same.
Really?
Since he's technically
doesn't change.
Yeah. Why would they? What would you even add? What would you change?
Yeah, that's hilarious. So I was just like, when I was watching, I was like, oh, okay, it makes sense to keep him the same. Dub is that because I watched everything sub beforehand.
Gotcha.
This dub isn't bad actually. It's pretty good. Yeah,
so did. So King Boss, crushes his club down into a diamond, something he had once done to win Queen Hyling over when she was still, you know, a commoner. Horrified, she asks him what happened to their son Dida, and he just says, I don't know, causing her to faint. That night, Hyling tosses and turns in bed. Dorsh, the shield master, hears sounds in the hallway. And when he goes out there, he finds three hellhounds there to kill the queen. As he readies to fight...
Can we just... I'm sorry. Yep. You just... we just gonna breeze over him crushing a club into a diamond?
I mean, I did already say it.
Okay, yeah. No, you said it, but I'm just saying.
Hey, I got a lot
no
to
reactions.
Get through.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
I got a lot to get through.
He ain't been in the podcast in a while. I'm sorry, man.
But
he does these things now where he recaps the anime. Yeah.
You guys are slowing it up more. Rob, continue.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So Doris the Shield Master, he's out in the hallway. He's gonna go fight some hellhounds. He gets ready for the fight, thinks back on how he became the Shield Master. He was the Spear Master at one point, but Boss pulled him off that duty because he thought he might not be right for the job. He's embarrassed that he lost the king's confidence, but Boss tells him, spend some time with the queen. If you don't think she's worth protecting, I'll reassign you to something else. He then went to Hailing as she was trying to win over the still temperamental young Boji. He saw her struggling to gain his trust with treats and sign language as the boy was still grieving his dead mother. Doris decides that she is worth protecting, though, both because of her big heart and also because everybody's worth protecting. Isn't that right? And this pleases Boss, and he tells Doris that he is the right man for the job. Back in the present, the three hounds attack Doris, and he does his best to keep them at bay. They bite and tear at him, but he is covered in armor that they can't break. But he's unable to take him out. To increase his strength and his speed, he removes his armor. And at that moment, we see Miranjo, basically how she ensorcelled these once peaceful hellhounds, bringing them into her thrall because of the pack. They're strong enough as a pack to take down a giant. She tells Boss that without his armor, Doris just doesn't stand a chance against
him. I don't like her at all, dog. She's becoming a character that... becoming very Gabby-like in a sense.
Oh, you can say something about that, but not about the diamond.
Gabby
okay.
Award. Doris is able to take one of the hounds down with his bare hands, but the other two clamp down with their jaws on his torso, causing massive amounts of blood loss. He thinks to earlier that day, and we find out that Boss told him exactly what was going to happen. He whispered to him, hey, there's some monsters loose in the castle, and when they arrive, you're going to have to choose between who you're loyal to, me or Hailing. Screaming, Doris pushes through the pain and suplexes the remaining two hounds, killing them, but he lost so much blood that he passes out on the castle floor. Miranjo is surprised to see that Doris has...
Such a good suplex.
Oh, very good. Yeah, they give you like the bone shattering and everything. Miranjo is surprised that Doris had the strength to beat her minions, but Boss isn't fazed at all. Instead, he asks Miranjo to dance, and she uses her powers to inhabit a sort of puppet, and it's clear that there's some sort of romance between them. But Miranjo can't maintain the form for long and has to return to the mirror.
Classic side chick wanna meet a main.
Ooh. The next morning, Miranjo goes to the underworld through the gate under the castle to find more monsters to bring under her power with the help of her two soldiers. Meanwhile, Doris wakes up alive, having been healed by Hailing, and she tells him that they will now fight against Boss to try and save her son Dida, who is struggling to find his way out of the void he's trapped in. They both go to confront Boss, and as Hailing is screaming at her husband, she hears Dida calling for help from within his chest. She's about to cut him open when Doris stops her and knocks her out. Boss tells him, hey, take her far from this kingdom for her safety and prepare to defend her because the next assassination attempt isn't going to fail. As she's taken away, Dida screams from his prison, promising to kill Miranjo and wondering if this is what life has been like for his brother Boji. Boji, on the other hand, is still getting ready to leave Despa's place after finishing his training. As they leave, he shows off his new weapon that he picked out, and we see there's a short, like, rapier sword, one you might what? See. What?
Yeah.
Rapier sword.
Yep. Rapier.
That's what it's called. But it's yeah.
I know it.
Yeah.
Soul Calibur.
But once it's you know something you might see. Yeah, Soul Calibur, fencing, swashbuckling, yeah, that whole thing.
What?
Swashbuckling. Never heard of that? Like pirates, like swashbuckling?
That's the name for it?
Yeah. Swashbucklers.
I didn't know that either.
Swashbuckling.
You knew that, Brendan?
No, I did not.
Yeah, swashbuckling films, yes, like pirate films.
Oh, yeah. This must be some Syracuse shit.
Cam always knows. Cam knows everything, bro.
That's what they do.
That's one of the things that are in common here.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's what they do. I mean, y'all close to the...
You can Google it. It's a thing. I didn't make it up.
What do you guys do in Syracuse?
I was going to say it's a white thing.
Yeah. It is probably... I was going to say white thing, seafaring, pirates, that kind of thing. There weren't a lot of black pirates.
That is not actually true.
Oh, were there?
Ooh, yeah. Shots.
I'm sorry. No, because
were they swashbuckling, though?
I don't know if they were swashbuckling. I don't know if there was swashbuckling, but I'm actually listening to a series on Blackbeard. A lot of pirates raided slave ships on their way over to the Americas and then would free the slaves and be like, you work for us now, essentially.
Yeah.
But Blackbeard's right-hand man towards the end of his days was this guy named Black Caesar, who was like pretty much just a boss, just like did a bunch of shit and then was like, hey, I'll join Blackbeard's crew and hang out with him for a while. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. I might have to do little origin stories.
Check it out.
Yeah, we... Not to... There's a lot of black people sprinkling in a lot of stuff. Even samurais, ninjas, and shit. We was there, too.
Yeah.
And throughout history, man. So, with that, we see that he has his sword, his little thin sword, his needle sword. Kage's not impressed at first, but after Despa assures him that the training is real and Boji is stronger, Kage apologizes for doubting his friend. That night, they go out for food and drinks to celebrate, but while they eat, three monsters known as the Abin Brothers approach the table. It turns out to be the group that beat the shit out of Despa a few episodes ago. He refuses to fight them again, even as they make fun of Boji, but as soon as they make fun of him, he punches one of them across the room. They gang up on Despa, beat up on Despa, and Boji jumps in to save his master and takes a punch to the face, going flying. And Boji shows he's tougher now, springing right back up, and takes on the three brothers barehanded.
Get out!
Get down, Boji. His punches are weak, but he's learned to basically use his enemy's momentum and aim at just the right spot in the jaw to give one-punch concussions to his enemies every time.
Boji Satama out here.
Yeah, one punch Boji. The biggest brother picks up his axe and wants to fight to the death, but Boji draws his sword, swiftly dodging and attacking and knocking his opponent down with a single strike. After the brothers pick themselves up and leave, Despa explains to Kage that he's trained Boji to perfectly stab his sword past all the body's pain receptors in just the right place to cut off blood flow to the brain, causing the opponent to be knocked out without feeling anything. Of course, Despa includes this means that Boji can kill his opponents at any time. With this new strength, Despa says that Boji will be able to protect others, which is what a king's supposed to do. He then has Boji repeat the three rules of swordsmanship, and Kage thanks him for training his friend. As they leave, Despa breaks off, and we see that the three brothers are actually members of the Underground Knights, who are also there with their leader, their captain. He did pay them to come fight Boji, but the fight was real. The captain says that his men have a lot more training to do, but Despa assures him Boji has incredible potential and is still holding back his ultimate techniques. On the road, Kage asks Boji how he got so good at dodging, and he explains that the large snake Mitsumata trained him to become ultra aware of his surroundings and to dodge even the smallest rocks perfectly. Elsewhere, speaking of Mitsumata, he's nursing Bebin back to health. He fills in the snake master about what's been happening around the world, that Apios is guarding the entrance to the underworld, and that Boji has finished his training. And Bebin's glad to hear all that, but still thinks Daida is best for fit for the throne. And Mitsumata says that, you know, he has a feeling that eventually, you know, Boji will save them all, including Daida. In the underworld, Kage asks Boji if they'll return home, and he's worried about who put out the orders to have him killed and worries if it might be his stepmom, Queen Hyling. Kage knows how much she worked to heal Boji and thinks of his own mother's love and shames Boji for doubting the people he cares about. And Boji, you know, in his own shame, beats himself up, literally, but resolves to, you know, still keep his trust in others. Elsewhere in the underworld, a mysterious figure in armor eats a rat in an underground dungeon as the second episode comes to a close. And as the third one comes in, we basically get a look at Daida's childhood as he played with Boji, eventually outgrew him and came to think of him as weak. We also seen that King Boss gave him the mirror that led him astray and basically he's been feeding his ego nonstop. While training with Bebin, he calls Boji weak, and his teacher takes the opportunity to show him around town, show him another man even less fortunate than Boji, both deaf and blind. And Daida says, you know, if I were born that way, I just would have killed myself. And Bebin points out that that makes that man stronger than Daida could ever be, essentially that he continues to live in the face of such challenges. Prime Minister Soji, also out for the walk, also points out that, you know, it's a strong king that makes such a man life possible, and that they want to make Daida into that kind of king. In the void, Daida thinks about this and soon hears someone else crying and finds a little girl hiding her face. Soon, groups of other people start popping up around him, yelling at the girl, saying that she killed them in horrible ways and that they paid her back by taking her hands and skinning her face. And it's then that Daida realizes that the girl has a mask where her face would be. And when he sees what's underneath, he is horrified.
Well deserved.
Soon, though, he becomes disgusted with the others and fights them off, protecting the crying girl, who introduces herself as Miranjo. Dun dun dun. The young Miranjo says that she recognizes Daida's smell and that he must know Boss, but when he says that he's Boss's son, she's just like, well, it must be somebody else. The Boss I know doesn't have any children. And he promises then at that point, hey, when my mom gets me out, I'm bringing you with me. Mira Miranjo, meanwhile, breaks into the dungeon of King Desha's castle, and he feels the magic, and though the King of the Underworld checks all the cells, he finds that several of the worst criminals that have been imprisoned down there have been released, including the one-time commander of the Order of the Underworld, the Sword King, the person that we saw eating the rat at the end of the last episode. Desha figures out that they are all headed to the Kingdom of Boss, and while he waits to go, he wants to go there to capture them. He also wants to use the chaos to take the castle for himself. Outside Boss Castle, Domas, with his new hand, trains Hokuro, though it doesn't seem to be going too well. Hokuro is frustrated, but Domas says that they must stay diligent. Boss told him that to destroy the gate, they'd basically have to wait for some sort of mysterious event to happen, and he doesn't know what that's going to be. At the gate, Apios waits and thinks back to when he first met Ranjo. He was much weaker, but she tells him that, you know, hey, you can be stronger if you just be more confident. Explains that, you know, most of her body is fabricated. She, you know, you have so much more potential than I do just by continuing to work and become stronger bit by bit. Boji and Kage, meanwhile, prepare to leave Despa, thank him for all his help again. And he basically tells the, you know, young prince to be proud of who he is. Just then, the captain of the Order of the Underground arrives and tells Boji his home is in trouble from the criminals that mean to take over the kingdom. He doesn't mention King Desha's intentions, but as they ride away, the captain tells him about the escaped underworld criminals. Two hitmen known as Ren and Black, a massive monster known as Gigan with body of steel, the bandit leader of the underworld named Zoku, a fallen king named Kingbo, and finally the sword king Oken. All of them strong and dangerous. Boji asks about Hailing, but her whereabouts at this time are completely unknown. Though we do immediately see Hailing in full armor and Dorsh riding back to the castle, even though they told them to get as far away from this place as they can. But they're bringing with them some elite soldiers. But just as they arrive, they see, you know, soldiers leaving the castle saying that, hey, King Boss just got taken captive. As they ride in, they also see Apios and Maranjo watching from above the gate. And the last episode starts with, you know, we get a recap in there. Eventually, we see that, you know, Maranjo is leading the escaped criminals through the gate from the underworld. Tells them, hey, you're free to do as they please. And they ask what's in it for her. And she says, hey, my gains are going to come later. As Apios leads them out, he notices the strength coming off of all of them except for Zoku and Oken, which makes him nervous. They don't get far before Black and Red strike down Maranja's soldiers, and we see that they were just empty suits of armor the whole time. They drop her, and as she hits the ground, Maranja turns into a diamond, protecting herself. They think about stealing her at first, you know, just getting rich off this huge diamond, but Apios fights him off. But once she stops him, saying, like, hey, I'm totally safe, you know, we're surrounded by monsters that I control, and if these guys get out of line, I can just sick them all on them. And the criminals realize that they don't have the advantage they thought they did, and Zoku manages, you know, to convince everybody, stop your fighting, let's just all leave together and work this out. On the road, the Night Captain tells Boji and Kage that Despa will also be joining them to fight the criminals. However, since he insisted on riding his horse White King, a horse that has not been ridden in so long that it's gotten very fat, it's going to take him a long time to get there. In the throne room, we see that the criminals have captured King Boss, and take him to the dungeon. King Bo then takes the crown for himself, declaring that he is king, punching out Oken for sitting in the throne and mocking him for his weakness. Oken then gets in his face, but when King Bo yells back at him, the armored sword king just stands down.
What was that about? Is that explained in the sub? Like, he started shaking and shit like that.
You know, he just went over to him and just was, like, kind of shaking. I think probably because he was so mad, but he was just like, all right, you just wait. We'll see what happens as soon as we get in the room alone.
You'll
see what's up. Miranda then tells basically everybody to come join her and Apios at the castle gate. But Zoku remains behind to see Oken fight King Bo again. This time, Oken uses some sort of power to freeze King Bo in place. Uses his sword to slice his wrists and ankles. Ooh. And then just stabs him in the back repeatedly over and over. And as he just bleeds out on the ground, he's just watching him like a kid that pulled the legs off of a bug.
Is that Oken? What was it?
Oken?
Oken?
O-U-K-E-N. I think it's like Oken.
Jeez.
Zaku, meanwhile, just takes the crown for himself. And, you know, Oken doesn't seem to have a problem with somebody else being king. He just doesn't want to be called a bitch.
I respect it.
In King Bo's mind, we see a flashback to his father telling him to become compassionate and stronger. And then the king, who I think to me looked like the forest king that we met earlier, like in the first stretch of episodes, leaves with the ranking judge. And in a flash, the kingdom is just on fire. Everybody's been slaughtered but King Bo, who cries out in agony. And with that, King Bo in the present passes out. Zoku tosses his limp body from a castle wall. Outside, Domas has gathered a few soldiers to descend into the belly of the castle, figuring this coup is his signal to go destroy the underground gate. He tells Hokuro that despite his doubts, he's actually grown stronger, asks him to protect him with this giant crossbow, and it seems like, hey, maybe he's not so mad at Domas anymore. At the gate, Hailing and Dorsh walk up to find Apios, Maranjo, Black, and Gigan. Maranjo sends a pack of hellhounds to intimidate them and says that, you know, hey, I'm responsible for all this. And Dorsh is shocked to see her saying, like, I thought you died during some kind of war they had years ago. But clearly, she lives on in some sort of sick, twisted way inside this mirror and says that she wants, her whole goal, she says, is to bring this country to ruin. Elsewhere, Bebin finds Kingo's discarded body and he tells the snakes to bury him. But as he goes underground, Kingbo's fingers start to twitch, and that's where we will pick up next time with the ranking of kings.
Yeah, I think he's about to join the good guys or something.
Absolutely, I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Rob, for the recap, as always. Great job. Question time. First question. I guess technically Brennan can't answer this.
Well done, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Great work, Rob.
Yeah, that was long, what you said.
There was a lot going on in the stretch of episodes. There was a ton happening.
Let me tell you something, Rob. You kind of cut it short, though. It wasn't like it was... Your recast have been longer than this, for sure.
Man, I was just trying to get through it because it was so dense. Yeah. I felt long to me reading it.
It was a lot of twists and turns. And a
lot of... Especially in these last two episodes.
Yeah, it was a lot
going on.
Yeah. All right, so first question. What do you think is going on with the young Moranjo, trapped in the mirror with Dida? Rob.
I mean, I know Brennan can't answer this. I'd actually like to hear what you guys think first, what's going on with that. Because I could have I have a theory, but I don't necessarily want to be like, that might be it. I don't know.
I mean, I think it's on some, like, you know, like not sold your soul, but on some, like, kind of, like, gave your kind of soul up to get this time or whatever. I don't know if it was, like... She was between like death or not. It was like, if I give my soul to do in this mirror or whatever, I can still live through this, but I can't live as a person. But my body and stuff is, my physical body is still in here. Kind of like on some Full Metal Alchemist type shit.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's kind of what I was thinking. But I'm still confused.
Gotcha. Yeah, they definitely haven't given us everything. Ice, do you have any theories on what's going on with this?
I think she's in the same spot that, what's the dude?
Dida.
Dida is in. I think that
somebody
put her in there, and the real Majano, whoever is. Like, I feel like that was probably like a little girl just minding her business during the war, and then she was like, I'm about to die. I'm taking your body. And then she's trapped inside or something like that. Or... that was some type of punishment. Like, she did something, or she's related to somebody, and they really cut her hands and did shit because she's connected to somebody, and her punishment was, like, to be put in that mirror or something forever.
I could see that.
Well, it could be somebody from this kingdom, whether, I don't know if it was King Boss or not, but maybe, what's the name? Either one of their moms.
Somebody did
something to her and put her in there. She's like, yo, this is going to burn to the fucking ground. I'm going to be part of it.
Yeah.
So, you shaking your head. Is that the thing?
Why you want payback?
Why you shaking your head for, man?
The great payback.
He's just nodding his head.
All right, Rob, what's your theory?
I'm kind of with what Ice was saying at first. I feel like in my gut, this is like, especially because this is a little girl, and the fact that everybody's just like, she did this, makes me think that she's in a similar situation to Dida. Mm. That, like, this might be just some little girl that had her body stolen from her by this Moranjo lady, who might even be some other sort of, like, awful thing, spirit or demon or whatever.
Yeah.
Especially because she seemingly led Boss to this demon to make the deal in the first place. That she might be completely innocent, and this poor little girl had her hand and face, like, chopped off by these angry people for doing something that she didn't even do.
Yeah.
So I personally, I think that she's may have even been like a childhood friend of Boss. That, you know, maybe Boss fell in love with some sort of person or witch or something, and, like, basically served up his friend or something like that to this other person to be like, hey, like, you can take this little girl's body or whatever, and then we'll have something later on, you know. Clearly there's something terrible going on between
Get over it.
Just doubling down on his trash, and he's just like, that's his safety net for him to come back. Like,
could be.
That's just who he uses to make sure that he stays alive forever.
Yeah. But the fact that she's like, you know, she doesn't really seem to, she knows who Boss is, doesn't really seem to know how, these people that she supposedly killed.
Yeah.
And the fact that I think Moranjo even said at one point to Apios, like, this body that I'm using is, like, basically a puppet anyway. Yeah. So she might not even be, like, that's not her original body in the first place.
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to tell you if any of you are right or not? I just want to keep it going.
Yeah.
Just in general. I won't say who's right. I'll just say, is any of you guys right? Are you guys right or not?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There's a couple bits and pieces that were true.
Some details.
But nobody was right.
Nobody is completely right.
Nobody's right. I would say nobody's even like 30% right.
Interesting.
Wow. Now I'm more excited.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought you guys would want to know that.
That is interesting. Yeah.
Now I'm excited. Okay.
There's a lot left to that mystery.
Okay, cool. Next question. Do you think Dida, you know, being locked in this this dark void or whatever, do you think this is karma? Do you think he deserves his karma? Man, I was gonna say my answer was kind of no at first, but then I was just like, yo, you tried to kill your little brother.
Yeah.
And I know you're being manipulated, but still, like, I don't know if I put this question on here. I don't know if I did or not. Oh, I did, but I'll combine it with this one then. On the bottom, I said, was you this easily manipulated as a child? I definitely wasn't. I was not an easily manipulated child. So you was not gonna convince me to kill my fucking brother.
Yeah.
At the age that there's no way. I'm looking at you like, bitch, stop. So even at eight or set whatever, I'm like, what? There's no way. So at first I was like, man, he's so young, but it's just like, bro, you try to kill your brother.
Yeah.
You put all this stuff else in play.
Yeah.
I just like this to me, you kind of deserve this karma. And this is probably, and even when you look at when you said they try to show him, you know, when he went there, he's like, I would have killed myself. You're like, how is people even living like this? Being, you know, God, yeah. That was like,
yeah.
He clearly needs his humbling.
Yes.
He needs all the humbling that he's getting. He needs every piece of it to become either a better king or just a better person towards the end of the series. I think he's going to have some great character growth when it's said and done. But as of right now, fuck him. He can stay in there. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. Rob?
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. I think he absolutely deserves this for, you know, what he did to his brother. But he also ordered the murder of several other people who he thought were
Apios
and one of the other guys. He ordered their death, like, just for that. So, to answer your other question, was I this easily manipulated or manipulatable?
Yeah.
God, I hope not. I don't think I was, but because he does seem to, he wants to believe this. He's got such an ego problem that as soon as this mirror is just like, you're going to be king and you're going to be the best, he's just like, yeah, I believe that fully.
Yeah.
But I absolutely 100% agree. He deserves his humbling, because even before he had orders put out to have Boji killed, he beat him. Like, within an inch of his life in the training yard, just because, like, Boji, for the one time, got a leg up on him.
Yeah.
For me, I've not really had a lot of sympathy for Daida.
Same.
He's had, like, one respectable moment where he decided not to take the power from Boss at first. That was his choice, was not to take the power. Mm. But I'm not a huge fan of him in general. So I do think he believed this. And I think it's a good thing for people in power, kings or whoever, to have that time where you understand where people are coming from.
Yeah.
Like, even if you look back at, like, King Arthur, like, his whole story about, like, growing up in poverty and then discovering who he was, you know, and him being, like, this supposed great king, probably because he came from those humble origins and knows what it's like to be on the other end.
So,
Daida needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs that karma. Short and sweet.
Short and sweet? Brennan, I guess, you can...
I agree with all of it. I think that the isolation part of it is a punishment that I don't know if anybody even really deserves ever. I just recently saw, like, a mini documentary on, like, the Shu, like, in prisons, and like how psychologically damaging it is. It's like, you're supposed to be getting reformed. This is not it, kind of thing. Mm. But your points are really good, man. Like, he ordered the death of people, but at the same time, he's a child. That's the way I look at it. He's a child. He was never taught any better. You know, and it's just like, you've been treated like a prince by your mother, who, you know, like, who had issues in general and how she views him. Your father didn't really give a shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like, you weren't cared for by your father, who did seem to, you know, as a king, seemed to be a good king. Not as a father, he's absolutely terrible. Mm-hmm. So you didn't learn how to be a good king from him. You didn't learn how to be a good person from your mom, because she's just hyping you up. And this whole time you have this mirror telling you that you're a magic mirror in your room. And everybody who has a magic mirror in the history of everything is evil.
Yeah,
you know what
much.
I'm saying? So it's like, he was predestined to be that. So, like, I don't know how much of that blame I put on him.
He did have Bevan, who definitely was trying to instruct him and was just like, I'm looking out for you.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like you said, he does have redeeming qualities in the sense of the choice he made of saying, like, I'm not going to drink this. I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I do think he's made some major mistakes. Mm-hmm. But I look at myself when I was like, well, how old is he? 10, 11?
You know, but I'm not doing that. To answer the other part of it, like, I got some of what's... I have an idea of what's going on at 8.
Yeah.
Not in the...
I mean, yes and no.
We're not talking about fighting somebody and, like, maybe even being a bully at a certain age or whatever. This is like, yo, I'm going to order to kill my siblings.
Yeah, I get that, but the thing is...
I'm not doing that at 8.
But what does he even really understand about life and death at that point? He's lived in a happy kingdom. The only thing he knows of death is that his father died, and as soon as his father died, he became the most powerful person on the planet. You know what I'm saying?
Death is a brother. But Boji's the same.
Seventh most.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But Boji.
Yeah.
Then 90th most.
Boji went through the same stuff. And Boji's a decent person.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But look, I'm not. My point being is that I don't. I do think that this is a good experience for him to grow. I fully agree with that statement.
Mm.
But, like, the isolation aspect of it to start it off, I think, just for me, it's like, that's a special kind of hell. And that's the only thing. So that's.
I mean, I think that's reflective of the hell that you were about to. You put people through already. And you about to put your brother through. Boji, who went through, he's older than him, so he's went through that longer with more adversities, and he's still a great person. He's still a happy-go-lucky kid. Mm-hmm. And you want him to die? Like, that's wild.
I can't even agree with the prison thing, just because prison is made to reform, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, when I guess going to that point, it's just like, yo, prison is doing a terrible job in reforming people, but I don't necessarily think this is like,
I thought the job. I mean, the way that we approach prison in the United States is not to reform. It's literally to separate. I mean,
and it should be exactly.
It's to make money.
It's to remove these people from our population.
A prison system, though, is reform.
I mean, that's the PR version of a prison.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, if you go over to like the Europe, it's about reform.
Yeah, no. Even their earlier ones didn't do that though.
But prisons in America, their last thing on the list is reform. Because if they reform anybody, they don't have nobody to come in there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Free
exactly.
labor. They got percentages to keep up and all that shit like that. So, next question.
That's true. Sad but true.
Outside of King Trash, aka King Bitch, instead of his dad, who was the best pound for pound fighter so far? Ice.
At first, initially, I thought. I don't know. I was going back and forth, but I'm gonna just say one person. I think the sword dude is nice. Oaken.
Oh, Oaken the Sword King.
Yeah, the Sword King. I think he's the best. Like, I mean, I say he's got a sword, but like fighter, y'all can say whatever. Like, that's all of that is encompassed. But like, I feel like he's a dog. Like for him to whatever that frozen shit is crazy.
That's gonna be a problem.
That's
gonna
be a problem for Boji, even though he got that little breakdown thing. But the way he was meticulous about cutting homie wrists, then cutting homie Achilles, then stabbing him up like that. I think like shit like that and how he kind of deranged and shit, I feel like he a dog for real. And for him to be the king of the underworld of like all of those people who look like they got it too, I feel like he with the shits. I don't think he gonna park Mujinas.
Yeah. Rob.
It's tough because like I have an answer in my head, but I can't back it up because I haven't seen him fight. So I'm just gonna say this. I have two answers, which is not really fair, but I have a suspicion that King Desha is gonna be a problem for a lot of people when we see him get into
it. Is he the underworld prison?
Yeah, he's the underworld king. Because we know at this point, having not seen him throw a punch yet, this dude is ranked number two. He's the number two ranked king in the world.
Yeah.
I think, especially based on what we've seen from other people. Boss was 7.
Yeah.
Like they said, based on strength alone, he could have been number one. But I think the fact that this guy, like, overall got up to number two, he's going to be the real deal once he gets in the mix.
I can see him being like kind of like an ascalade a little bit, where it's not just strength, it's like strategic. It's a lot of different things. Yeah.
I could see that. But that said, we haven't seen him fight yet. So I can't really hang my head on that. So
we haven't seen him do anything yet?
No.
Not fighting wise.
Yeah.
To the second part of that, I'll say just because I want to give him a shout out because this was the stretch that got me the most hyped and maybe of this episode. Dorsch was a fucking animal when he came to fighting those dogs.
That's
what sparked that question for me when I saw that. I was like, okay.
When he started throwing those punches, man.
He's a person you always want on your side.
Yes.
Regardless of the fight, like, no, you're with me.
Yeah.
Like, no, if he's on the other side, like, guys, we can talk about this. Like, we don't have to.
He's a dog.
Yeah.
For me, you talking about pound for pound?
Yeah.
I gotta go Boji, man. Yeah. About pound for pound.
That's a good answer.
For him to be able to do what he's done, and first of all, in a short period of time, and be able to now be able to use this as well as he's used it, pound for pound, he is going to be an absolute problem. He already has the best defense. He's already, I mean, I have it on here later on in the question, but he already has Ultra Instinct. So it's like, now he has some offense. Oh fuck! Like I'm like, after seeing that, and I saw when we saw it was real, it wasn't like he wasn't set up. I was like, oh shit!
Yeah.
Now I want to see him get active, like get people that are trying to hurt him for real.
I think for sure. I think Ice's answer though, the Sword King could be a matchup problem for Boji, considering he's armored the fuck up, and it's like, how
are you going?
Where's he gonna find the opening?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying not to look at Brennan right now.
Yeah.
But where's he gonna find that opening?
Yeah.
once they get up against each other, if it comes to that, which I'm assuming it will.
Can Brennan even answer this question, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, he can say who he thinks is pound for pound the best fighter,
out of these fights that we've seen so far, so you can't go past
He don't really know where we at, because I feel like he gonna spoil something.
I'm going to say I would have picked probably Keenan's answer, Boji, because of pound for pound part of the question.
Yeah, and the mirror said, too.
Yeah, I would say but for me, just to have a fun answer, I'm actually going to go with King Boss.
He's excluded.
Excluding him? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Outside of him.
I didn't know. I forgot about part of the question. Then, I mean, it's him or it's... I like all your answers, actually. All of you don't even know how good your answers were. So I'm just going to say y'all have really good answers. And I think y'all are at the cream of the crop.
So I'm guessing everybody gets active again. in the season, keep going in the season that we
I don't know why you would ask me that question.
Yeah, I think they
I'm not gonna answer it, you spoil ass motherfucker. Why would you even look me in the eye and ask me that question? You know, they would both hit
all
me.
All I said is they get active. Hey. I didn't say what happens.
They all just
if it doesn't
kumbaya,
get active
kumbaya.
After this stretch of episodes,
yeah.
The show's got a big problem.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Activity occurs.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. See, that's all I asked for. We just want to spoil him, motherfucker. Man, come on. Relax, baby. Relax.
I can't stand him.
Next question. So, who do you think is a better trainer? Despa or Gilles Joe's trainer from you know,
in the back alley,
back alley trainer. From
I gotta go Despa, man. Like I thought he was full of shit. I thought he was. I thought honestly everything he was doing was mental. Which honestly, in fighting mental is a big.
You thought
big
he was
thing.
A Reagan?
I thought it was one of those like, you know, if I give Boji the confidence to do certain things, he'll eventually arrive to the occasion because he's so confident to do it. Mm. And then seeing that, all right, now I'm still want to know what that rock was, how he split that rock, if that was actually him or not. And then being able to teach him that particular dynamic of fighting and being like, yo, use their momentum against them. You hit him in the right spot at the right time. And you taught him how to actually time that correctly. I think that's a special type of training. I think if he trained any of us, it don't matter if we have actual hands, we will be probably more confident going into any fight. Gearless Joe's trainer is solid too. But I think that right there is what put it over the top, is being able to teach somebody technically with no power at all.
Yeah.
He's essentially the Paulie Malignaggi of fighting.
That's hilarious.
If you know who that is.
Yeah.
You know, he has no power.
Fuck your bitch.
Fuck your bitch.
To Kurt Franklin.
Yeah. So it's like he has technically no power, but like he does in a sense. He can use that lack of power or whatever to his advantage. So I got to go with Despa with mine. Ice.
That's tough, man. I think because Gearless Joe, he got Gearless Joe. That's his name. He got him fighting out here with no gear. Like, and he able to hold his.
But was he deaf, dumb, and tiny?
No, but he got two dogs under his belt. The back alley trainer does.
Let me ask you this. Do you think back alley Joe's trainer can train Boji and get him?
Hell no.
No.
Not a chance.
But do you think Despa could train Gearless Joe?
100%.
Yeah.
That's the answer.
But no, man. He got dogs.
Who's a better trainer?
He got two dogs underneath him. I would say Despa is better just because I feel like Despa is just a better human.
Yes. Yeah.
For sure.
By far.
Yes.
I think the back alley trainer is a back alley trainer for a reason. Mm. So I'm gonna go with Despa, but I wouldn't be if I heard that I had to get trained by him, I wouldn't be mad. Like the back alley trainer.
Yeah.
If I was like, hey, he gotta be your trainer for this fight.
You gotta fight Errol Spence Jr.
Oh, I'm going with Despa, for sure. For sure.
Without fight question. Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
You gotta fight Aaron Donald. Yeah. You gonna take the back alley or are you gonna take Despa?
Hell no. Taking Despa.
That's the answer to the question. Who you want to train you to fight Aaron Donald?
Aaron Donald, bro.
I'll take Despa.
Right. It's funny. He's the ceiling.
I'm not gonna
bro.
Outbox him. Yeah.
The fact that Aaron Donald's still the ceiling is hilarious to me.
Yeah.
He's terrifying.
Honestly, I'd rather fight Errol Spence than Aaron Donald. Honestly.
I'd rather fight anybody than Aaron Donald.
I'd rather fight Aaron Donald because
what?
I think Aaron Donald it's over in a punch. I think Errol Spence would try to destroy you. He'll hit you with body shots first. Did you see him go body with a guy? There's a video of him online where he's going body shots with his friend and it sounds like he's chopping meat. It's the craziest shit. It sounds like he's chopping meat with these body shots. So I feel like he's going to beat you down and you're going to be mentally fucked up.
I feel
up
like I might be able
to
outrun
but
Errol Spence.
I feel like Errol Spence, I would live to tell the story. Aaron Donald, I wouldn't. Like, Aaron Donald hit me, bro. I'm done. Like, jaw gone.
Hey,
face
seen,
like, you might
he's
reconstructive
like the mountain.
Surgery.
He weighs 284 pounds.
He's the mountain from
that's
Game of Thrones.
That's what I'm saying. At 6'1".
Did you
at
see his training one. Recently where it's like this guy trying to stab him with knives and he's like, he has to block it and get by him?
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Look it on YouTube. I just saw it today, actually. Rob?
Yeah, no, I think it's pretty clearly Despa. Like, Nonbu's the other guy. No disrespect to him. Like, he definitely brought up, like, he had two good products under his belt.
Yeah,
like, he definitely put two champs out there,
yeah.
Or at least one champ and one guy who's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
But it seems to me also that Despa may have even helped train Bebin, who is also no slouch.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost to Apios, I guess.
And even the second, the Underworld King, he was just like, Despa's the truth. Like, he's just like, I guess he's that guy.
Yeah.
That's his brother, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, that's his little brother.
Do you think his brother might even train his older brother?
I mean, that could be the case. We know that those two don't get along. We don't know why. They've only said it's a long story. Yeah. I mean, Despa kind of hinted that, like, oh, it's because I'm everything he's not, even though I'm the younger brother. Yeah. Like, I'm better looking. People like me. I'm strong. I got everything. He's just in charge.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I think it's Despa just because of everything that's been said. He's a better human being. He builds up his proteges. He's not fucking placing bets against them, like you know, like he doesn't have to take out his own eye to redeem himself.
I think
it's Despa. He's just overall, like, he's the better guy. He's the better trainer. He's I think he had the bigger project with Boji, and, you know, came out with something clearly that's going to be
in a very short time actually.
Yeah. What was that, maybe a week?
Maybe a
couple weeks, a month, maybe. I think it's Despa.
I feel like Brennan kind of answered this question in with ice, but do you want to answer it fully?
No.
Good? Okay.
You got it.
Next question. Do you think Boji will be able to forgive Domas and Daida for trying to kill him, to trying to have him killed? Rob?
I think he probably will. I kind of don't want him to. But, like, because I was even thinking about, what made me think about this was, you know, thinking about when he was just like, oh, man, like, maybe my mom, like, or my stepmom had this hit put out on me, and he was able to, like, you know what, maybe I can put that behind me. But he knows Domas pushed him over the edge. Yeah. Like, he knows that. Yeah. Is he ever going to be able to look that dude in the face again and have trust? Yeah. Or when he finds out that Daida was the one that put out the order, like, is he ever going to be able to, like, forgive him? I think Boji has a big enough heart that he will find it in him to forgive. But, I mean, man, what a tall order for anybody to have to look at somebody. Like, if somebody put a hit out on you and you find out and it didn't work, they didn't kill you, and you find out who it was and you're confronted with that person again, are you ever going to be cool with them?
Rob, your pops put out a hit on you.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck?
Are you going to be able to forgive your dad? He's a sweet guy. Because since you don't have siblings, we can't use a sibling argument.
Right.
So since you don't have siblings, I use your pops since y'all are pretty close. Would you be able to forgive your dad?
Man, I don't know. That would be hard, because especially just, like, for what?
What about Tony? Hmm. Tony puts a hit on
me. What if it was me?
Or Brennan puts a hit on me?
Brennan's easy.
No.
No?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. There's no circumstance, though? Like, what if it was, like, the hit was on my life?
What if Andrea put a hit on you?
Ooh. Life insurance money. Yeah, okay. That's even better probably than Pops.
She's engaged.
Yeah.
No, she's married.
She's married now.
No,
like, if I guess it is situational.
That's what I was gonna say. Situational, right?
Where even though it's just like, and it would have to be like close circle of, like, again, my wife or, like, maybe my parents.
Yeah.
Because at some point it's just like, what would ever make it worth that situation?
Your brain's doing overtime.
Because, like, would I put somebody else in that situation? I mean, I'd like to think that I wouldn't.
Well, I'm saying, but somebody, you have to look at it like this. Like, everything's circumstantial. Like, what if somebody puts you in that situation? Either a hit's going on you, or you got to put on one of these people on this list.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Brennan's on. It's like, on that list is Brennan, Andrea, your mom, your dad. Who's getting hit?
I can see.
Either me or you, to be honest.
Exactly.
But, like, I just try to think about that. Like, even the fact that, like, and those are those situations.
Yeah.
Daida was not in that situation when he put out that hit.
No, he was not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Domas wasn't even necessarily.
I think it'd be dope
situation
for you, like, from an arc perspective, to have to get your dad. And then he's just, like, sitting there on the guitar singing. He's like, looks like we're out of time.
Yo, if you had to fight your dad as a last boss.
Oh, my God. My dad's like El Mariachi or something.
Oh,
like
man.
That.
Yeah, I feel like the strategy and having to fight each other would be so great in that. And just like, I feel like, do you think your dad can outsmart you?
I think it's some, well, he's got the experience. It's possible.
Yeah. Say you, like, kill him and then you still hear that beeping noise.
Oh my God, like, that would be his revenge.
And it's a fucking, like, that would be fall, his last fail revenge safe that blows up after.
I love your dad to the end of the earth and back, but I think your dad's very smart, but I don't see the outsmarting thing with you. Because you're like,
it depends.
You're too plotting. Like,
my dad knows how to push my buttons, though, too. Like, he could
get in under Rob's skin. Yeah.
He
get
could.
In his head.
Maybe, I feel like Rob going against somebody like us, I think that's where his intellect would probably be. Like, he'd be like, all right, I'm going to use my intellect 100%. They're not going to probably expect these things. His dad could probably say certain things, do something, and he'd be like, he might lose. He might even lose some of his cool with his intelligence. Be like, fuck
you
that.
Remember that
he
time? Got
We don't have those. Well, maybe Brennan does, but I know I don't have those buttons with Rob, so I wouldn't be able to push those buttons.
I have a couple buttons with Rob. I can press.
Yeah, I figured.
Anyway.
When I want to get on Rob's nerves, it's not that hard. It's not that hard at all.
Ice?
No. Hell no. And I know you can kind of compartmentalize stuff like that because it's like technically that's not the person who put the hit out on you. Mm. And I think you were like, that's where my smoke would really lie. Mm. But it's also, dude, you trained me. So like, it's not like you're a random hitman that just took a job. Mm. Like, you knew me, you helped me, you trained me. Like, you put me in a good place. Like, you've had my back up until then. And I think that part of it, like, bro, I can't forgive you. If you was just some random, like, if
y'all
came.
This is Boji, though. Yeah. He said, does Boji forgive?
Yeah, but yeah, I think Boji, it's more interesting to even put ourselves in that situation.
Oh, yeah. But I think Boji's going to forgive him because I think that's his character type.
Oh, yeah, I think that's understood at this point.
He's just going to be like, and then that'll be that. And then he's going to forgive and keep it pushing.
Yeah,
but yeah, as far as me though, nah, I couldn't.
Yeah, some of these questions, Brandon, I just feel like can't answer because he already knows the answer to. But
I'll give you the answer of what I would do.
Okay, I want that. Yeah, go for it.
If I was in Boji's position and I was like the heir to the throne,
your brother put a hit out on me,
and this guy is the one who trained me as a person who's doing that. If I find myself back in power and facing that person, I would definitely kill them.
Mm, yeah. That is not the answer I expected from you, but I do believe it is the right answer.
Wait, the trainer and your brother?
The trainer for sure.
Is the trainer the one who's on the hit?
Who did the hit?
Yeah. The trainer, and your brother when that ordered it.
My brother though. I feel like it would be like an imprisonment for life kind of thing. Because it's just still like I just can't imagine.
Where you exile him? Mm.
No, I wouldn't exile him. Because if you exile him, then there's a chance that he can go start another army, come back.
Exactly.
And kill
that, but I feel like first thing I'm thinking.
Yeah,
but
happens,
also too, imprisoning them, I feel like they can come. Anything outside of death, you got to get out of here. Yeah,
no, for sure. I get what you're saying, but for me, I have a soft spot. You know what I'm saying? It's my twin. I have a twin brother.
Yeah. Right.
That's who you're talking about. Your twin. Yeah. Are you going to kill him? I'm like, no, I'm not going to kill my twin brother.
Yeah.
But
I love my sister more than almost anything in the world. She got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
I'll say the hitman will be made the example of.
Yeah.
And you know, it might be some fucked up shit. Like, yeah, nah, I took your legs. You know,
I'm with Brennan in the sense where, like, I would make an example of the hitman in front of my brother. Like, I want you to watch how we're going to fucking torture this motherfucker.
Yeah.
What if the
But if they put a hit on you, like, I don't see Dida, I don't see him getting too fucked up about that. Like, this is the same person that put a hit out on his brother. So you torturing this man in front of me means nothing to
me. And it's also the person that trained you, right? That's the person he's torturing.
He trained both of them, technically.
Yeah, it's not necessary. I want you to sit there and watch
that because I want you to think that's coming to you next. So that's where it's going to mind fuck you. Now, me personally, with my brother, I would probably ask my brother, we had to have a real discussion.
Like, yeah, we have a talk.
What was the real reason why? If somebody goes, like, look, because I always think about this, like, when I think about people putting either hits out or, like, why they did certain things, where they turned their back on their friends, I always go, like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
In some cases, they just did it because they're just bad people. But sometimes it's like, yo, we either kill your daughter or you kill this person for us.
Yeah.
You ain't got it. So what's your fucking choice?
Right.
And most people ain't going to pick their child to get killed.
Yeah.
So if my brother goes, like, look, they either said they're going to kill my daughter or my son, or I had to do this to you, bro. I'm sorry. And I'm like, that I can live with.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, and I was thinking the same thing.
If you're in a position of duress and you don't necessarily have a choice.
Yeah.
Then
I'm fucking you up, though.
We're talking about the Dida situation, though.
Yeah.
Okay, if it's in that, yeah. I don't think I could bring myself, like he said, to kill my brother. Even though he's only a year or so older than me, I couldn't bring myself to kill my brother. But, oh, man, it's going to be hell to be paid.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Because
I think for me, I would have to kill G just because I can't abuse her. Like, I can't just sit there and just keep beating her ass or cut her legs off. Like, I'm going to just get you up out of here real quick. Shit, it might not even be me who does it. Like,
right.
I can't just sit there and just, like, fucking just. That'd tear me up more than just killing her.
Yeah.
Just get it done. Boom, you done. That's it. And if it was reversed, I'd be like, all right, G, do what you got to do. Like, I fucked up. I did the thing. Go ahead and get me up out of here. Like, I explain why. If you ain't fucking with my explanation, get me up out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's the thing. I'm not even necessarily saying, like, oh, I'd kill whoever came after me, but I would say, we are no longer cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's not, like, going, we're not going
back.
Did you
see his eyes when he said that?
But still, I just feel like Rob's saying, like, you're not my friend anymore, asshole. Yeah. And then he's just like, oh, shit. That was all I got off on? Woo! Thank God. That was it? That's an easy task.
Like, absolutely.
I got to take this guy's life and he just said, we're not friends anymore. I can eat that. That's fine with me.
That's good.
He's like, you got to double cross Rob in this bitch. Everybody else is going to kill somebody. All right, that's question,
hilarious.
Man. How long do you think you can last in solitary confinement? Ice.
I don't know, man. I was thinking about that in...
What do you mean last? Like kill yourself or go crazy or what? What do you
either or? Either or. I think I think I would go crazy though. I don't think I kill myself. I thug it out if I before I kill myself. But I think before I lose my mind, and I'm thinking like, not even a 23 and 1 is crazy, but just straight lockdown 24, and they just give you your, like, when I say solitary confinement, I mean it like they give you your food. You don't even get that 1 hour. You're eating your food. It's darkness. There's no windows. There's nothing. Oof. Even if it is windows, fuck it. But like, I think I would go crazy. I wouldn't kill myself, but I think I'll start to lose my mind around, I would say, 2 to 3 months, if not earlier. But in my mind, it's 2 to 3 months, but it was really like a week.
Hey, you.
Yeah, right. you don't even know time at
exactly.
That point.
Exactly. So it's like, I'm thinking like it had to be some, I think that'll probably crush me. It's like in my head, I'm like, oh, it's 2, 3 months. I got however much long. And then the guard come and be like, hey, man, it's been 3 days. And it's like, oh, no. Oh, shit. No. So I'm going to give myself a month.
Brennan.
It's funny. You said like 2 or 3 months, and I was in my mind, I was like, I was thinking about a week.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the thing is, like, I also, like, you know, take those personality tests and stuff.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, I am 100% extroverted. Like, there's no introspective introversion energy from within here. It doesn't exist. And so for me to, like, to be at, like, even, like, because you guys know I got COVID, like, a month ago or whatever. Mm. I was struggling. I had all the video games. I could FaceTime people and all that kind of stuff. I was on the struggle bus. Mm. I was having a really hard time just being, like, I can't even be around anybody.
Yeah.
You know? And so...
Are you calling people FaceTime?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but then it's like you get sick of it. You know, yeah, like,
right.
I personally don't particularly enjoy FaceTiming. Mm-hmm. Like, I never have. It's just like, I mean, there are circumstances that it's nice, but for the most part, it's like, it doesn't really, to me, it feels like a cheap imitation of what happens when you're around somebody. Like, I'd rather have a phone call, because on a phone call, you can do other stuff without being rude. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can be playing video games, or I could be cooking or eating or cleaning or doing anything else, and you don't even know.
Unless you're somebody who can't do that, because I can't. Mm. I can't talk on the phone and do other
things.
Oh,
man. That's literally, like, most of my life.
I was literally detailing my car yesterday while I was on the phone.
I knew you were in the car, yeah.
Yeah.
I was pacing around my apartment because I can't do anything else.
Yeah. So I'm really good at that multitasking thing. So for me, it's like that capacity thing. But back to the answer to the question is that, you know, I like to think, because I know some yoga, I know some martial arts, I know, like, a lot of physical strengthening things. I feel like I'd really try to focus on my body and mind. I would do my best, and I think after about a week, that's when I would be in the space of desperation. I don't know where that would lead me to, but I think in about a week, I'd just be like, I don't. Either I would have found enlightenment, or I'll be heading down a dark path I don't know if I can get out of. That's what I think will happen.
I always think about, like, have y'all seen the Get Rich or Die Trying movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like, he was in, 50 Cent was in solitary confinement for a long time, and then, like, one of the guards threw a razor in the into his cell, because they was, like, for you to kill yourself, basically. But he just used it to, like, mark the days that he was in there. So when he finally got out, he was in there for, like, I forgot how long, but it was anything outside of a day is a long fucking time. Mm-hmm. Like, people that, I was just looking at one of these rappers, he got a 39-year sentence, and he has already done 9 years. Like, imagine just doing 9 years, and it was like, hey, you got 30 fucking more years. Oof. That's sick.
Yeah. Rob?
I don't want no smoke.
Man, I don't know. I'm not necessarily on the opposite end of this spectrum from Brennan, but I definitely am somebody that appreciates their alone time and likes their alone time. But even so, I think after a while, like, I it would be tough. Like, even at the start of the pandemic, like, I didn't leave my apartment for probably a couple months, and it was tough. Even for somebody that enjoys, like, being a homebody and not going out, like, that was really hard. And that's where I have my own stuff. Like, we're not talking about, like, a void or a concrete box.
All right, I need to tell you what I just found.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tell me.
So there's a guy named Albert Woodfox, who was one of the original, the Angola Three, who were black three that got imprisoned for a murder they didn't commit. This dude spent 44 years in solitary confinement.
Son of a
when
bitch.
He didn't even do anything wrong. 44
Bro,
years.
How much money did he get? Not that it matters.
I don't know, but I'm just saying that's his. Y'all just need to see his face. I'm gonna say his name again.
Man,
I need to look at how much money he got. He had
Albert Woodfox.
Not enough.
Because the fact that he looks like he's fine right there,
he doesn't.
Is crazy to me.
I'd be gone. Like, what's the kid's name?
He's 74 years old today, and he's marking his
the guy that 5 years that out. The young guy, he killed himself when he got out.
Jay-Z did the doc. I forgot his name. Khalid.
He wore glasses.
Carter or something like that.
Yeah, that's fucked up too. Because he was his mom was so fucked up.
I would like to think that I have the mental capacity to do it. But like you said, being locked in a box, especially if it was a box where it's like there is no light.
No light,
no windows. It's like there's only so many push-ups. There's only so many times you can rap a song. There's only so many times you can try to work out and get through it and not know what time is what. You can try to play a game with yourself probably.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for me to say that and being free is disrespectful and arrogant to the people that's actually in there and they can't do it. Mm-hmm. And they went crazy because, and they were in jail first, maybe for even 10 years, and had to do like fucking a year or like 6 months
into
in there.
A fight or something.
It's like for me to say, oh, I think I can, bro.
Yeah, I think I think the most soul crushing part is just kind of being at work. Like you be at work and you think, oh yeah, I'm almost about to get off. It's like no, you have 7 hours of work left, and it's like, and that sucks at work. And I can leave technically. Anybody can leave work at any
point. If I wanted to quit, I could quit.
Yeah, you can quit. Right. But, like, that'd be the most soul-crushing part for me is thinking I got months in. Like, oh, yeah, we got fucking 6 months. And the motherfucker says I've been there for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If that.
Like, I've been watching The Wire, and Weebay is in jail for life. And he's just sitting there like, yo, man, it's nothing, man. I can do that time, baby. I'm like, what the? Like, look, I'm not in the streets. But I get why people snitch.
Yeah.
And people be like, don't do that lifestyle. I don't like people that snitch because you wanted to do the lifestyle.
You signed up for
it. You signed up for it. But I understand somebody being like, I can't do that.
You throw kids and family into it, especially if you one of these higher up guys that's been living lavishly for years.
Yeah.
And to go to nothing, and then you might have got enemies in jail. Like, you signed up for that, so don't snitch.
Yeah.
But, damn, that shit's sick.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, just so you guys know, the UK did a study that said anything past 15 days causes irreparable psychological damage.
This
brother did 15,000 days.
How much money did he get?
I haven't.
I don't think he got a damn thing.
No, I don't think so either. I'm reading it right now. It's like, what? Angola 3 was, he was already in prison. And
they stacked it on top of it.
They stacked it on top of his sentence because they said he murdered a prison guard. He got framed for it. He didn't do it. I don't know. So far, it hasn't
what did he initially go to prison for?
I don't know yet. Damn. It's a very long article.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it sounds like, no, he was not completely exonerated and was not given any compensation upon release.
Golly. We're going to go 2 more questions, and then that's it. So I'm going to skip my next question to go to Rob's. Does the comedy in this show work for you, and would you put it up there with the animes that you consider funny, Rob?
I definitely would. Especially with Despa. Despa gives me strong, like, Reagan energy. Mm. But, like, he actually knows what he's talking about. Like,
did you see the end of season 2?
Yeah. Of Mop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reagan?
Yeah, I mean, well, we could talk about that. With, you know.
Have y'all seen it yet?
Yeah, I've seen it years
season
2? Ago.
God damn it,
we're so
Kenan
close.
Keenan,
catch me talk about it.
We're so close. But
have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
All right,
Mob is in my top 5.
Mob is
amazing.
Oh yeah. The second, you need to see the second season of this, Keenan.
It's probably number 4.
Second season goes hard.
It knocked off Tokyo Ghoul.
Damn.
That's not saying much.
You didn't even see the second season, you bitch.
I saw what
I heard. The second season has nothing to do with the first, though.
No, the third season has nothing to do with the first two.
The third.
But I put it up there with some of the funnier animes, especially like the moment I was saying this to Keenan before the podcast. The moment that like had me cackling was like when Despa was like, that also means that Boji can kill any of his opponents at any time he wants, and they just have him with like his eyes glowing and like the dark border. I'm just like, this is great. And even the fact that he's just like, he puts up with these dudes making fun of Boji the whole time, but as soon as they like say one thing about him, he's just like, that's all right, it's time to throw hands.
And he said that's
and
then he was like that's backwards. Kage was like,
Kage, yeah. So yeah, no, I think the show, I mean, especially Despa, but I do think the show is funny and that they've done a good job with the comedy.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I don't laugh a whole lot. Janelle's loving this show and she's laughing. She was cracking up yesterday. But like, the comedy is just like it's there.
Yeah,
but it's not like I don't hate it, but I don't love it.
Yeah,
it's there. It's like okay, I enjoy this. This is cool.
Yeah,
but I'm not like laughing out loud or anything like that. So I wouldn't put it up there with my tops. I wouldn't put it up there with Mob or One Punch Man, and those animes like that. That's just me personally. Brennan.
I believe this moment already happened, and it's not giving away any part of the story, so I don't care. But the funniest moment to me was when this did happen. You just said it when he's like recite the three sword things.
Oh yeah,
he does it. Yeah. And he's like good job. He's like you can understand him. He's like no,
I have no idea. What he was
no
saying.
Idea. What he was saying, but funny, yeah. He says it with conviction. I was just like I was done.
Yeah, that was funny.
I was like wait, so you spent all this time training him and you don't understand him at all? I was like you get the gist of
nope.
it. Nope. Like no, he understands me. Like that's I'm training him.
Yeah,
I thought that was very funny.
Was good.
Yeah,
he's a very funny character. I wouldn't call this show a comedy.
No, I wouldn't say it's a comedy.
No, I wouldn't call this show a comedy, but there are moments like when they decide to lean into comedy, it works.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually applaud it for that. It's not a comedy, but it is definitely funny when it wants to be. It's not funny every episode, but when it's just like when Despa showed up, that's when it was like, all right,
yeah,
yeah.
And it was like also it was like, yo, like okay, yeah, I'll definitely take you on, but for real though, where that money at?
Yes,
I'm here for the money.
Yeah.
And where's And where's my horse? Did you guys get a set?
Yeah, we just got the horse part with the White King, the big fat horse. Yeah.
That was so funny. He was like, yo, did you bring my horse? They were like,
about that,
about your horse.
See him running full speed, and I'm just like,
that shit is so funny, man.
Yeah.
Ice.
Yeah, it's cool, but I don't think it's up there with the mobs of the world. Mob is just like
mob is insane.
It's Reagan hilarious. Is. Yeah. I do think though, my thing about the comedy here, I do feel it's kind of misplaced because that horse thing happened in the middle of them going to war. So it's like all this dark stuff happened.
Yeah,
they're going to war.
I like
and,
it. It's
and
levity.
Then it's just like, oh, here's my horse, and it's like back, and then they went directly right back into darker stuff.
I
I'm
love
like,
it.
Mm,
I was here for it.
This is kind of misplaced for me. It kind of took me out of it because I was like, all right, let's fucking go. Like this is lit. And then they did the horse thing. And I'm like, and then they brought it right back, and it kind of took me out a little bit. But yeah, but it's funny though. I think prior to Desperate, it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
So I think overall, as a show, 12 episodes in, it's cool.
Yeah, we're about halfway.
But I don't think it's up there with the big dogs.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. All right, last question, man. Would you rather have Goku's Ultra Instinct or Bogey's defense dodging skills? As of right now, at this particular day, manga not included. I'd rather have Bogey's defense. As of right now, I don't see any weakness. He doesn't show signs where he burns out. He doesn't show signs of where he has to tap out and he has to get to this point to even get to Ultra Instinct. Goku has to get to Ultra Instinct. And right now, in the manga, he can't just turn it off. He can't flip a switch to get to it. And he doesn't even know how long this shit will last. As of right now, Bogey can dodge everything, pretty much. And there's no limit to it, man. I'm just having fun with this question.
Yeah.
I'm having fun with it.
I did not expect that good of an argument to come out of you.
That's fucked up.
First of all, fuck you.
That's fucked up. God damn.
No, I mean, in the sense, when you started it, I thought you were just going to start joking. And then you really made a good argument. So I'm like, I didn't mean to say you're dumb. I do have my reservations, but.
Okay.
Damn.
I'm just messing with you, man.
Rob,
I'm like, Brittany, you'll be last. But yeah,
go ahead. What was your answer?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, originally it was immediately Ultra Instinct, but honestly, listening to you, I was just like, "Yeah, those are some solid points." Like, Bogey just does this shit. Goku has to pay for it. You know, it actually Ultra Instinct like fucked his body up in the Tournament of Power, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, yeah, he's destroyed. And even with the manga right now, in the manga is different. I won't get into that, but like, yeah, in the anime, he has to like get pretty much pushed to his limit, to even get to it. He doesn't.
Well, I mean, it's not fair if he could just go to it every time. Because like, where do you go from there? But the thing is, I've had that same thought about Dragon Ball Z. How many times?
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he has KO Ken now. What the fuck? He could just do times 1,000 and it's over.
Yeah, right. it doesn't you matter. Know? He has it right now, and he's. It's not necessarily to his advantage.
Y'all remember how hype KO Ken was when it first came out?
Yeah.
He was like, KO Ken? Times 2? I was like, he's like, times 2?
Yeah, just like, say any number.
Yeah.
Well, but I remember before that, he never did a times anything. So, like, the first time, he was just like, KO Ken, KO Ken.
Yeah.
And then he was getting his ass whooped. He's like, times 2? And I was like, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
He can times this shit.
I don't remember KO Ken.
That's what? It was in the Vegeta saga, the Saiyan saga.
Yeah, the Saiyan
That's how he fought Vegeta.
Yeah.
That's the entire fight with Vegeta.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know, but I don't remember hitting as hard as Super Saiyan did.
Remember, he would turn red?
I don't, like, it didn't, like how y'all explaining it, I felt that way about Super Saiyan. Like I didn't.
Well, I mean, you're also younger
really...
than us. Like Kaioken was all we had.
Yeah,
you know,
they kept repeating this shit over and over and over.
Yeah, there was like a solid 3 years where all we had was the same. Okay, yeah,
absolutely.
I came, like, Super Saiyan was my, like Super Saiyan was my shit.
Yeah, yeah. Understandable. I thought Kaioken. I'm the same way with you. I was literally in the room being like, Kaioken, time five.
Yeah, you remember when he was doing the blast battle against the Galaga? He's like, times ten.
Yeah, and
the whole world blew up. Yeah,
everything. Yeah, it was crazy.
And then afterwards, his arms—he had like monkey arms laying on the ground because he was so hurt. I was just like, yeah, that
was kind of dope.
That's just crazy. So to answer the question, I would say originally I was gonna say Ultra Instinct, but I'm actually take Boji shit because I don't live in Dragon Ball Z world. You know, like I don't need to be that powerful ever for anything. So yeah, it's like I'll just, you know, take it so nobody can hit me.
I mean,
go ahead, I'm done.
You can do UI pretty easy because it don't take much to get to your brink. So
you said what now?
Because you a bitch.
Oh,
oh, I see.
Oh man,
I knew
feelings,
that was coming. I knew somebody.
Yeah, my feelings really hurt now. Damn, what am I gonna do?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Boji. And the fact that like even with Goku getting UI, he, you know, the chances are he might not kill that person. Like.
Yeah,
I don't think I haven't finished Tournament of Power, but did he kill anybody with Ultra Instinct?
You can't kill anybody in Tournament of Power.
Oh, you just got
to
knock him off.
You're not allowed to kill him.
Yeah. Could he kill somebody with that?
Yes.
Ultra Instinct?
I guess.
You remember when he did the, like, he like surfed off of Kefla's thing with the command man, turn around and bust her in the face?
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh.
You didn't get that far yet?
No.
Oh. I'm sorry, that shit came out like 4 years ago. I thought he was.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not saying it's like, not spoiler worthy.
It's not. I mean, but at the same time, that moment was incredible.
That moment was fire.
That moment was amazing. I remember when that shit happened. Everybody was like, "What in the fuck?"
And the way they kind of did the repeat was dope.
Like, do you know who Kefla is?
That's one of the Saiyans, the girls.
Yeah.
It's the one that kind of looked like Broly.
That's yes.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah. It's part of the answer.
Yeah, it's part of the answer. You'll see.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Yeah, I'm gonna go with Boji because I feel like the fact that he can kill somebody, like. At any point, because he can find that point in their body. I'm with it.
Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have too much to add to what you guys have already said. I do think Boji is I think Boji's defense is the better of the two because essentially the same issue that they had with Super Saiyan starting out when they were just like, oh, we can only maintain this form for a short amount of time. Mm-hmm. It takes up too much energy.
Yeah.
Boji's at the point where he doesn't have to maintain it. He just always has it. It's a level of training that he's reached that it's always on.
He's literally living in Ultra Instinct.
Yeah. I think it's clearly the superior. He doesn't have to get somewhere. There's no like, he has to get to 100% or anything like that. He's just there.
So are you saying Boji's stronger than Goku?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Hey, what do y'all think out there, man? I say, hey, he might be stronger than Goku,
could
man.
Happen.
All right, so let's give our likes and dislikes, our scores.
I just want to call out Anarchist real quick. Anarchist said, I was sweating when he was using Kaioken. Each level got him closer to death. And I feel that.
Yeah.
You remember that shit? Like, he'd be like, times five. We're like, no, don't do it, Goku.
You saw his body literally expand.
What was his name? His master?
Roshi?
No.
Oh,
King Kai. You remember King Kai? Was like, go, he would build him up.
Don't do it, Goku.
We said never go past two. It's like, well, if he doesn't go past two, he's going to get his ass whooped.
Yeah, he has to do it.
He has to do it. You know, but I just remember I was super anxious watching that shit.
Yeah.
Like, Goku, I don't want you to die, bro.
Man.
Yeah, man.
That saga was
serious. That was peak. I actually want to rewatch that saga now. Probably in Kai.
I want to watch it in Kai, yeah. I think it'd be really good at rewatching Kai.
Is Nappa the only bald-headed Saiyan? Was there any other bald-headed Saiyan?
No. I mean, when we watched the Broly movie, there was one in there.
Yeah. The only one with a name, yeah.
Yeah, the only one that, like, they showed that actually got active.
Yeah.
I thought Nappa was a dope villain, too. Nappa got active.
Yeah. Nappa was one of the better villains of the show.
He got Chasu up out of here.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny.
And he was
smacking. I wasn't even sad about that. Yeah, I was like, yeah, you kind of deserve that, Chasu.
He took out a lot of people. Nappa was a monster.
He was a problem.
Yeah.
Question for you, Brennan.
Hmm?
Who has a weaker supporting cast, Goku or Ichigo?
Ichigo.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
Take Vegeta out.
Got Gohan. Get you go.
Yeah.
You still got Gohan. You still got Trunks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, these motherfuckers get after it.
Piccolo ain't no a bitch either.
Piccolo fought Frieza. You know what I'm saying? At level one.
And Piccolo's intellect is super high. At the end of the day, he can also break down stuff.
I'm just saying, like, the Dragon Ball, like, supporting cast is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, you pretty much, the supporting cast of Dragon Ball will, like, what's it called? Solo almost every other universe in anime.
Yeah.
You could pick any one of them. It's just like, you could put Yamcha in most of the universes and he'd fuck them up.
Yamcha was Solo Naruto's universe?
No.
I don't know Naruto's universe.
Not at all.
All right. Would Piccolo?
Not. Goku would be the only person. Beerus and all of them would have a chance.
Vegeta can't.
No.
What?
I think. I think that's biased.
That's kind of hard.
It's not because it's particular people.
Because I'm gonna say it, that's hard to make sense because
he
Goku.
Did, just so you guys know, he did Naruto hands when he just said that. He was like.
Well, what I'm saying too is that Goku's not necessarily stronger than Vegeta.
Yeah, I would say Goku and Vegeta would get a majority of Naruto people. I feel like there's maybe five people
that have certain skill sets to be
that would just give them problems that they can't do. But they would give 99%.
Wait, so I have a question.
Yeah,
Naruto universe versus Dragon Ball universe, who wins in an all out fight?
Naruto universe, because those five people can watch everybody else.
Dog, Goku can destroy the planet if you want.
Vegeta, Goku can like
all
destroy
of them
the universe.
Destroy the planet.
Yeah.
Like Naruto people be on Earth and he just fly up and go bam.
But you can say that about anybody with anything. Like,
so is there anybody in Naruto universe that can destroy the planet?
Yeah, like there's people that can literally one of his attacks is he puts planets together. Like,
no, we're saying the good guys.
I'm saying anybody. I don't
know. Anybody, okay.
They can put planets together. Like that's one of their power. Like one of their powers is literally grabbing other planets and putting them together and making a bigger planet and bringing it on Earth. Like,
so you're saying
who is that?
Multiple people. Obito can do it. Madara can do it. The fucking six sage. Six
so
these
guys are stronger than Beerus.
Sasuke can do
stronger
it.
Than Whis. Stronger than guys like that. Where it's, they can,
he said no. We, he said the gods of
yeah. I was just like,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He was just like, no, they don't count.
Yeah,
they
okay, count. That's yeah. fair.
But yeah, I mean, again, it's a finite amount of people. They're beating 99% of the Naruto world. And then they get down to those last couple people. They get to the Sasuke's, the Madara's, the Naruto's. It's going to be a problem.
So you're saying Naruto can beat Goku?
That's tough.
That's tough.
Floored right now. It's tough. Because, again, you're watching it, so I don't want to ruin things. But towards the end, the skill sets that these people have.
I'm on episode
30.
Is
tough.
Naruto will catch the hands from Yamcha.
Oh, of course.
Right
at
now.
This point, yes.
Yamcha would beat the fucking brakes off of Naruto right now. Like, Yamcha from Dragon Ball Universe would beat the brakes off of Naruto right now.
I don't
know
about that.
He'd give him that Wolfgang fist and it'd be over. Naruto would turn into a woman and try to seduce him and then get his ass whooped.
Nah,
that's his most powerful attack right now, turning into a woman.
That's for comedic value, but I think.
That's what he won the fight with.
I think this Goku and Vegeta right now can beat Naruto, young Naruto. But I don't know, man. I don't want to ruin stuff. But I think, like I said, the back half of these guys, and I think Sasuke and Madara will probably be the two people, even before Naruto, that would give the Dragon Ball Z universe people
power. What about, like, what's his name? Evil or Hate? Or what's his
Pain?
Name?
Pain.
Pain
would get washed. Pain would get washed.
Every Pain time I see him, everybody always acts like he's like the most bad motherfucker ever.
I mean, up until a point, he was, and just like. Pain specifically would get washed. I think Pain as a unit, they would fare better.
How much do I have to watch to get these shoes?
Two seasons. Did we ever talk about that on the podcast?
Oh, guys, so just so you know, there's a Naruto collaboration.
We
talked
about the shoes.
We talked about
yeah.
it. Talked about
yeah.
We didn't talk about the wager.
No, so there's a.
Well,
it's not even a wager.
It was
not
a wager,
it was
but the deal.
It was meant. I think I said on the episode.
If I watch two more seasons of Naruto. He will buy me the shoes that
Wait,
I was
two
like,
more or just two?
Two more.
Two more than you've watched?
Yeah, I'm already like two seasons in almost.
Mm. Oh, so you have to get to season four.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody that I'm reading on this Reddit, they're saying, it's not even close, Dragon Ball's watching them. And they're saying like it took like to the end of Naruto for them to even get as strong as how most characters were already that strong in Dragon Ball within the first few seasons of Dragon Ball Z. So that's just people that, I mean, that's Reddit, but...
Yeah. I can say it's a small amount of people, and I think the skill again it's a skill set thing. I think hands, if you don't bring anything else, they're watching Naruto because Naruto, granted, the choreography is a lot better than Dragon Ball Z, but they're from a strength perspective. Goku's washing anybody with the hands, but there's certain things that these people can do. That's like
that's what I'm, yeah, that makes sense.
That's what specialty tips powers, the scales. Yeah, right. That's what tips the scales.
Lock you like, something
I yeah. stop all your senses from working.
Yeah, that, yeah, and that's going. And I think the Dragon Ball way of beating it is, I guess any Dragon Ball Z person would be like, well, he'll just go this and just power his way out of it. But it's like
that's pretty much what they do.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's like base level Goku gets a hex on him. He's just like, all right, I'm Super Saiyan. Hex gone. Yeah, all right, another hex. Super Saiyan 2.
Yeah.
We can do this all day, bro.
Yeah.
You know, like.
All right, let's give our like, dislikes, our score for this these ones.
I'd like to abstain.
Huh?
I'm going to abstain because it's hard for me to say. You guys wouldn't believe how hard it is to separate. Like, I watched all this shit in like 2 weekends.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. Shoot, I'll go first. I like the stretch of episodes. They were fun. They got active. We finally got to see what Boji was really made of, somewhat anyway, or what he's about to be made of and what he can do now. Something I said earlier about how he didn't like how the humor, like, it was like kind of getting dark, and then it got humor. I love that, actually. Hmm. I love the fact that, you know, this show comes across very, very light and very, very kind of, like, fun with this kind of character. He cries a little bit here and there, but he's essentially walks around with a smile and upbeat energy, and he's kind of happy. But then, no, motherfuckers, people are dying in this one, too. People getting scratched up, getting bit up, like, blood and this shit. Like, this is kind of a darker anime, in a sense.
Yeah.
With the scenes, like, with a light character. So I kind of enjoy that. I kind of enjoy that it can go from light to dark in that sense. These stretch of episodes got me hyped for the next stretch. So I'm actually very excited. I enjoyed it. And like I said, I'm glad we're actually watching this anime. I'm giving it a 7,500 right now for me.
Let's go.
Yeah. Rob?
Uh-oh. You can hear that. You hear that tone of that
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going less than 75.
2,000.
Yeah. I mean, I like the show still. This, especially the back two episodes, I think were really good setup. But especially as I was going through and making the recap, I was like, man, this felt so dense and it was so much setup and explanation for what's about to happen that I can't say I enjoyed it quite as much as I think the previous stretch. I mean, it's still good. I still like it. And I still like the comedy and, you know, getting to see Boji, you know, make his level up. You're starting to set the table for the bad guys. It was cool. But it didn't get me. It just wasn't as enjoyable as I think the last few episodes were for me in the previous stretch. That said, I'm still enjoying the show a lot. I do think it's funny. I do think the action is. I mean, the stuff with Dorsch especially got me super hyped, and I think that it started up there and then kind of wound up just being like a lot of exposition and talky stuff. Kind of took the air out of it for me a little bit. So for me, I would give this stretch of episodes. I'd give it a 6,800.
Okay.
I called it.
Ice. I mean, that was easy to call when he's him go,
It's like, that's his, I disagree with you, but exactly. I'm going to explain to you why.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed this stretch episodes. It was cool. I think it was just, to Rob's point, a lot of exposition. I think the funny, trying in the middle of some darker stuff, it was just like kind of whatever. It was my least favorite part, but it didn't like derail the show for me. It wasn't like, oh my God, why are they putting this here? Just like, I do feel like there are shows that intertwine hilarity and darkness a lot better, like Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu Kaisen's amazing.
I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen is like...
Is that the standard now? Jujutsu Kaisen, is it like the standard? It's like
I think a lot of people are trying to beat Jujutsu Kaisen now.
Yeah.
As far as what?
It's like new age anime. It's just like, yo, they put out one season, and then the season was so good, they put out a movie, and it broke everything. You know?
Demon Slayer.
You said what?
That Demon Slayer.
Demon Slayer. Yeah, those both of them. But like Jujutsu Kaisen.
Those are the big two right now.
They are the big two. But I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen hit harder. You know, it's just like they were like, there was more hands. Wasn't it a shorter season too?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a half. Like, just, no, because.
Nah, they're about the same.
They're about the same.
It was 26 episodes?
Let me get my shit, man. Yeah.
Let me get off.
My bad.
I asked the question though. So, I think that it was cool. The beginning I'm just like saying everything that you said. It's just like in the beginning, what's his name? The
Dorsch.
Like him getting active was cool. Yeah. The world that they've built is cool. They keep building it. They keep adding more. Like they keep adding more without answering anything. And I think it's teetering frustration at this point. Because like answer just one thing first.
Like
and
Attack
then,
on Titan?
True. Yeah. That's a great example.
Yeah.
Answer something first before we get up. Because then I feel like that's always a trick bag to try to answer everything at the end. Versus just answering shit as you go along and just keeping the big stuff together. It's like everything is just like, have they answered anything?
I think if this was episode like 18, then, then I would have your feeling. But this is episode 12.
Did they answer why Boji is the way he is yet?
Yeah.
So yes, they have answered.
I mean, that's true. They have something. But
you
I think they're,
like,
but
yeah, they're answering stuff.
The answer to adding ratio is off. Like, I feel like for every one thing they answer, they pile on 10 other things. So I think that's kind of where I'm
feels
at
like
with that.
Exaggeration.
Of course.
Okay,
yes.
Go on.
Yeah.
Continue.
So I think that's just like, it's not hindering it for me, but it's like, I feel like it's making it difficult for themselves. Like, these next stretch of episodes better go hard in the paint. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all better start answering some shit or I'm going to get frustrated.
I hear that.
But as far as ranking, I'm going to give it a 6,600.
You were wrong, Brendan.
I was.
He gave you a score before you did, and it wasn't right.
I wasn't.
What was it, like 5,000?
5,800.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I like how Ice understood it, though. So, yeah, I can see that. Yeah. Yeah. I can see me.
It's almost like 1,000 lower than what you gave. Mm.
No, but I'm just laughing at his response. I thought he was going to start talking shit. He was just like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think, I can kind of feel that, but I feel like we're 12 episodes in, we're halfway through, and I think a lot of answers are going to start coming in this half right now, this next half that we're going to start watching.
Yo, did you hear how he just rapped, how fast he just said those words?
I always tell y'all, Keenan be fucking rapping. Yo, I've always said that. Like
you said like 7 words in one.
Motherfuckers must have forgot to get about Dre. Like,
yeah.
Nowadays, everybody don't want to talk. Like, that's him every time.
But he doesn't even realize it. That's the crazy part.
Thank you for doing another episode. Like, he be fucking rapping, dog.
Look, I've been told. You know what's funny? I was rewatching like old tape, and I found like some tape of mine from comedy, and that was I remember I took like this little thing. This guy, this instructor, was telling me, he was like, I just did it again.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. And so this instructor was telling me.
There you go.
And that's why I kind of slowed down. When you see me on stage, I slow down a lot more. Mm. But before, this is how you used to speak on stage too. And he was just like, he's like, I love you, but you're linguistically sloppy. Like, you're just like, you
linguistically sloppy.
And I, when he said
that's a good note.
And I was just like, that's a fuck. It was a great note, actually. I wasn't even mad at it. I was just like, shit, that's the perfect way to say that I do all this. Mm-hmm. And so it made me think, and I haven't worked on it yet. But I'm going to,
reason I speak to it so often with you is because I've gotten that same note, is that I speak really quickly as well.
Same.
Yeah. You know, and so I've just been told, like, you know, I get on stage and, like, I was doing something and, like, Brendan, you did really good. You talk really fast, though.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I didn't even, for me, it's slow. You know, my brain's going a million miles an hour.
But... Yeah, my brain, exactly.
Yeah.
We are going to not be covered. We're going to be actually skipping next week for Memorial Day, guys. So we won't be here next. You won't see us next week. But so just rewatch some old episodes.
I might just pull up on, you know what I'm saying, some, like, you know, Brendan's episode guest. Okay, I'm just lying. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not that.
don't pump fake the people.
Yeah, man. You might see some Patreon stuff or whatever. You might see like maybe a movie night or something like
that. Yeah, get some stuff
during that
for
week
the Patreon,
or whatever.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm. So,
like a character from the
so you won't
school.
See. So Patreon stuff will probably be up. You guys want to drop your stuff, Brennan?
Brennan produces on the gram. Brennon.
Shout out to our special guest, Brennan.
Here's Brennan, man.
Hey.
Brennan was at Brennan's a bitch.
At Brennan's a hoe.
Man, I feel
man,
very
man, they're doing
loved.
It to your face today.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. You don't do it in front of his behind his back for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Ice.
Ice McGowan on everything. Subscribe to my YouTube. Real quick, I want to shout out my child because he had a football championship and...
Hey,
he did really well. He did really well. But I want to shout him out because he's finished school and he had good grades and all that stuff. Whatever. But I want to shout
Icy.
Him out. Getting to being a scholar baller.
Let's go, Icy.
As they call it. But
I wanna
say something specifically that's related to anime that was funny because I was like, hey, Icy, like your season is over. Like, do you want to keep playing football, like, through the summer? Like, I can find some summer leagues for you. Or you can just wait till the next season starts. And you can just train, because I have been training programs. And I was like, you can train and run track.
Let's go, Icy!
And then he was like, no, I'll just wait till next season. He was like, because I just want to train and get better and come and pull up like Naruto did in the Pain Saga. And I was just like...
yeah. I don't know that saga, but I understand
already.
The
training.
That's a great song. He was just like, I was like, you are my son. Like, he was like, I want to... Like, that's as anime as it gets. It's like, I want to train, get better, and then pull up. He's like, I'm going to pull up like Naruto did in the Pain Saga.
I think everybody wants to have a feeling like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when Gohan pulled up after training with Goku.
Exactly.
To Cell,
yeah.
You know? When One Punch Man pulled up to literally everything, always.
It's definitely probably better to have that time to even, like, you know, train, learn some new different techniques, and then when he comes up, people just like, yo, who the fuck is, like, how does kid do this?
Yeah.
Y'all remember those stupid training shoes that we had that we
the
played basketball
soles?
In?
Yeah.
Yeah. You remember those jumps?
I had jumps. Yeah.
We did
air alert.
Break your fucking ankles.
We did air alert. Was in the jump. It was in a Slam magazine. It was a jump program that actually it did work.
Like, no, so I was gonna say like
they,
I hated
they were,
those shoes.
They were legit,
but like I remember I wore them for like and trained for a summer, and that's when I came back and like could touch the rim, and I'm like, oh my god,
Air Alert works,
but they're
and
super dangerous like to wear.
Okay. Yeah, they fucked your knees up.
Yeah, they mess your knees up, and they make it your ankles are super unstable.
Yeah,
because
you're
like wearing it's like a platform like,
on the front of your foot. Yeah. That's why you do Air Alert. Air Alert is just a polymetrics program that helps you jump higher, which is actually was actually way better, and it was cheaper too. It's a super dope program. That's cool. Rob, anybody want to shout out?
I'll just shout out Heard the Nerds again. It's a podcast, my buddy's podcast. I'm helping out again.
Rob was on there, man. Yeah. Check like, that out, y'all.
Yeah, thanks.
Take your point.
Yeah, shout out to Dragon Deus and Sir Spectacular Spider and the Instagram and Patreon, just because I know they hit me up and said they gave it a listen. So check that out. We're just going to be doing some instant reactions to the Obi-Wan series coming out on Disney Plus. We got a prequel episode out for you guys, just kind of setting it all up. But check us out there. Heard the Nerds.
All right. Thank y'all. Keenan Baker on everything. Make sure you join that Patreon, patreon.com/animation. Make sure y'all come to this Anime Expo, man, July 1st through the 2nd. The whole squad will be there on Saturday. I believe that's the 2nd. And then Ice and I will probably be there actually probably around the whole weekend, the 1st through the 4th. Saturday's the 3rd or 2nd?
The 3rd.
It's the 3rd. So whatever that Saturday is, just know it's Saturday. I don't want to say the day. Just know it is a Saturday. We will be there. And then you might see Ice and I walking around just the other days also. So yeah, Keenan Baker on everything. And next week, episodes 13 through 16. Not next week, I'm sorry. The week after that, episodes 13 through 16 of Ranking of Kings. We'll be continuing that. We're gonna probably try to power through this somewhat.
Yeah.
And yeah, man. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to another episode.
There it is. You did it.
Of animation.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
Peace.
And so anime was solved forever.